attorney or at Safe made Aliyah with her family 10 years ago. The family of 8, 5 boys and 1 girl, who was born in Israel, settled in the Israeli settlement of Efrat in the West Bank. 6 years ago, Safe began working as the director of Kedma, a nonprofit organization with a volunteer base dedicated to giving back to Israeli society. Founded 25 years ago by Rabbi Mori Kelman, Kedma has helped many in the Israeli community, including battered women in shelters, the visually impaired, people with special needs and others. When the war broke out in Israel on October 7, Kedma was one of the first groups to offer assistance to army bases. It was Wednesday, October 11, at 10 o'clock at night when I received a phone call from Karen Dayan, CEO of Sarel, a volunteer organization. Safe said, she said, "I need volunteers now. We need to get gear out of the storages and warehouses and get it to the soldiers." It took Kedma 48 hours to get clearances and gather all the required gear. On October 11, nobody was coming to Israel because there were no flights, so we were sending volunteers when no one else was around, said Safe. An army of volunteers, many of them Orthodox, joined the war efforts. They cooked for the soldiers, delivered food to their army bases and the Gaza envelope, and organized a massive toiletries drive. They also provided support for the families left behind, women with children who suddenly found themselves caring for their families alone and dealing with the financial burden. "We put our emphasis on the home front because if we don't have a strong home front, how can our soldiers be strong? How can they fight if they know that their families are suffering and struggling at home?" Saif said. So, within 2 weeks of the war, we started our army meal program. "We provide army families with gift vouchers so they can choose which restaurants to order from." While there are organizations that have volunteers cooking for such families, Saif noted that it's not always enough. Plus, it puts women in an uncomfortable position of having to ask the community for help. It's especially difficult once the holidays are coming around and everyone is busy cooking for their own families. Receiving a gift card makes it a lot easier and allows them to feel more comfortable with receiving help. "When you have 5 or 6 kids at home, it's not easy financially. We were afraid that the families would break down and burn out," she said. "Some of them choose to use it to order Shabbat dinners and some to dine out with their children, get a break for one evening and have a fun night out. This gift cards not only help the families, but the businesses as well." Tourism to Israel had declined significantly since the war started, and the war itself has taken its toll on the Israeli society. Money is tight, so people aren't going out as much. "These businesses have really come to rely on us. They get an infusion of thousands of shekels from us each time when we buy vouchers for families, so it's a win-win situation." Saif emphasized that when people donate to Kedma, they invest in Israel society. "The money is going someplace where it's needed," she said. "Unfortunately, at the start of the war, many people donated to purchase gears for the army and it got stuck in customs for months or they couldn't use it because it wasn't up to code, but when they donate to us, it goes directly to purchase vouchers and directly to the families. Donations have been coming from Israel and Europe, but primarily from America. Not only donations, but also volunteers. Among them, mainly Orthodox families in Israel for vacation, but instead of taking their time to explore the country and relax, they visit hospitals and provide food to patients, work with special needs children, help the visually impaired and work on farms that don't have enough workers due to the war. We have 14 different categories of volunteer opportunities. We also have volunteers who work in the municipalities, with kids from high-risk homes. They do tremendous work on a weekly basis," Saif said. "I am so inspired by all the missions and the groups who are coming to Israel and want to volunteer. It's heartwarming." Despite the situation, Saif said that she and her husband Yehuda are happy to live in Israel and feel very secure and blessed. "We are grateful to live here. We have given our 6 children the opportunity to live the dream. My husband and I both went to Columbia University. That's where we met. It's heartbreaking to see the encampments and what's going on there." She continued, "I can tell you that looking at what's happening in the diaspora, the rising rates of anti-Semitism are petrifying. So you know, for us it's the opposite. We look at the world as a scary place and we feel safer in Israel than anywhere else in the world." For more information about Kedma and to donate, Visit kedma.org.